anointed. Luke says, quote, when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Then he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say, today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. That's from Luke chapter 4, 17 through 21. Anointed literally means in Hebrew to be smeared with oil. In the New Testament, to be smeared with oil, as a king was smeared with oil, or a prophet was smeared, or a king was smeared. Jesus was all of those things. And Acts 10:38 talks about anointing in this way. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. That anointing is yours too. It's mine. It's ours by virtue of our being placed in Christ. And it's given to us as a free gift by grace alone. But you never really experience the anointing until you act on it. A 19-year-old girl is being hailed as a hero, NBC News said a few years back, after she lifted a burning truck off her dad and saved her family from potential death from a fatal fire. The 19-year-old girl's father, Eric, was in the garage working on a vehicle when the jack slipped, pinning him face up under the car. The accident caused petrol to spill and ignite all around them. Charlotte, who was on leave from the U.S. Air Force Academy, ran into the garage and tried heaving the truck off her dad's body. I felt the weight shift, and I said, you almost got it. And then it was just, ugh. And suddenly, Eric said, I got pulled out. The teenager told the news station, quote, I lifted it the first time. He said, okay, you almost got it. And she said, finally, I managed to get it out, and it was some crazy strength that pulled him out. After realizing the car could explode at any minute, Charlotte jumped into the burning vehicle and drove the damaged car away from the family home. You see, you are anointed with a crazy power. Anointing is a crazy power that you are given. John 20:20 says, you have been anointed by the Holy One, and you all have. 1 John 2:27, but the anointing that you receive from him abides in you, and you have no need that anyone should teach you, but as his anointing teaches you about everything and is true and is no lie, just as it has taught you, abide in him. And so we've been given authority to carry out the purposes of God in advancing his kingdom and healing the sick and defeating the works of Satan and the powers of darkness and lifting all the burdens and heaviness off of other people. It is some kind of crazy power that God has given us. But the anointing doesn't become real until we act on it, as I said before. Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. So he's saying, have the courage to go, have the boldness and audacity to go into this world and let this crazy power work in you. Be followers of the Lord, but also be people in whom the power of the Lord is demonstrated, for he dwells in you. Ephesians 1:15 through 23 says, Paul shared his prayer for those he was writing to. He says, and in it he prayed that they might know God's incomparably great power for us who believe. I want to share with you that I think it's time for Christians to accept the fact that they have been given incredible power by God. And what scares us most is not our weakness, but it's our power. What scares us most is not that we feel stuck or we feel like prisoners or we feel like we're not enough. More often than not, I believe, the greatest fear we have is our freedom and our power. Donald Miller said, every day you live is a page, every year a chapter, your life a book. What is it about? Now, there are times in your life where things seem to fall apart, but you may not have been always happy. You had a sense of being on an important mission, but you felt like you were struggling, and you felt like you were being prevented from being the person that you felt you were called to be. That's part of the story. But it doesn't end there. It ends with the fact that we have been given incomparably great power, a crazy anointing to do greater things than we could possibly imagine. He's waiting for you to write the next chapter of the story. We think we're waiting for him. Don't sit back and watch the credits roll. God is asking you today, what new story will you do and live in today? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.